Three-story scene. John 3, 1-17. Jesus and Nicodemus. Staring at the ceiling. Mike had it all together. Mostly. A 17-year-old Christian and a leader in his youth group, he knew how to act and what music to listen to. He had memorized a few Bible verses. He knew how things were supposed to run in church. Deep inside, however, Mike felt unfulfilled. Everything he did, even the good things, left him feeling empty. Nicodemus must have felt the same dissatisfaction. Why else would he take such a huge risk to meet with Jesus? Nicodemus was a Pharisee. In general, the Pharisees hated Jesus. Jesus was a threat to their nicely packaged religion. He challenged their control, arrogance, and hypocrisy. More interested in writing new laws than in getting to know God, Pharisees were the religious rule-makers of their time. Jesus made them nervous. Nicodemus had power, respect, and the right religious answers. Yet he was not satisfied. Nicodemus wanted something more. The night he talked to Jesus, Nicodemus placed a lot on the line. His reputation would have been ruined if anyone had seen them together. But his hunger for truth was stronger than his fear. Curious about Jesus, Nicodemus went and listened, perhaps for the first time, to Jesus' voice. Mike looked a lot like a Pharisee, too. He had religious knowledge. He knew about Jesus. But he didn't know Jesus. He didn't listen to Jesus and didn't really want to change. During a particularly discouraging time, Mike was restless and feeling overwhelmed by emptiness. One night, staring at the ceiling, Mike felt compelled to listen to Jesus. He seemed to hear Jesus speaking to him in his heart and mind. Jesus told him that knowledge about him wasn't enough. Mike needed a real, true relationship with Jesus, not another religious experience. Mike could no longer be satisfied with the facts about God's story. He knew he had to allow his story to intersect with God's story in a fresh way. More importantly, Jesus wanted to help Mike change. Mike began to shift from being a religious person to a courageous follower of Jesus Christ. Nicodemus had to face the truth about himself, too. Any change, especially deep soul change, is difficult. Jesus said, "You must be born again." That means allowing God's story to intersect with my story so that he can rearrange attitudes, behaviors, desires, dreams, everything. Being born again is like starting over, getting a second chance, and living life close to Jesus. Jesus offers new life to everyone. Mike was born again that night while staring at the ceiling and listening to Jesus. In the end, Nicodemus also became very close to Jesus. So close, in fact, that he was one of two men who took Jesus' body off that brutal cross after he died. See John 19:38-42. They buried Jesus' body, not yet knowing that he was about to rise from the dead for them, for Mike, for all of us. Thank Jesus that he died for you. Thank Jesus for rising from the dead for you. Thank Jesus that he died and rose from the dead for your friends. Ask Jesus to help you surrender your life every day to him. Ask Jesus to help you tell his story. Perhaps you are as courageous as Nicodemus. Perhaps you are dissatisfied with your religion. Are you willing to let Jesus change you? Stare at the ceiling tonight. Ask God to talk to you. Then listen.